And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Some conservative politicians have been pushing of late to reduce the oppressive load of high-stakes tests that plague North Carolina's K-12 schools, and good for them. It's been clear for decades that the state has gone way overboard in this area. That said, we would do well to remember a couple of important facts about the matter. Number one, it was conservatives who were the chief proponents of expanded school testing back in the 1990s. They told us then that more tests and other on-the-cheap solutions like charter schools and vouchers would supposedly push and incentivize students, teachers, and schools to try harder and perform better, even with meager resources. Fact number two, it's great that conservatives have seen the error of their ways, but no one should have any illusion that merely reducing testing will fix what ails public education. Unless and until state leaders get serious about tackling the chronic and debilitating funding shortages that plague our schools, it won't be long before the demand for accountability and competition creeps back into the debate and the whole testing policy roller coaster ride starts all over again. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.